Time now for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Kylock George Eye Care and by Generator Supercenter.
Yeah, this is this looks end of days bunker broadcasting to me. The three musers here, way too close together. And Giorgio is our trucker guy in the End of Times movie, who gets things done. You're the one who saved us and pulled us out of the ditch.
One for me, you guys wouldn't be here. Right?
You had prepped the bunker for years, knowing this moment was coming.
I told you all this was going to happen.
And you were kind enough to bring us down here. But then quickly, tensions will develop between the three of us, and there will be some sort of Mexican standoff.
We're not going to last
with us all holding guns on each other.
Because we're in too close quarters.
And I'm wearing sunglasses right now. That's why you need to tune into the Victory app or watch this on Victory Plus. You need to tune in because I'm the guy from Hollywood who feels real entitled. Look at my character.
Right.
See him?
Yeah.
See him? So he's the guy who's in there. Hey, I just can't have this, man. I've got a meeting at 3 o'clock. I got a radio superstar coming. And then when I run out of cocaine, you know, it's going to be an issue down here.
Well, lucky for you guys, we've got plenty of cookies and beef jerky.
Huh.
That's
what you stocked up on.
Yeah, that's kind of end of days food, isn't it?
It's all I could grab. What are you complaining about?
The beef jerky will last a long time. Hey, speaking of you wearing sunglasses, I retweeted this from P1 Dave yesterday. He asked, Gordon Feliciano?
Oh, yeah, it does look
so
like
weird.
It's a picture of Gordo from the Time Wasters performance at Ticket Stock. He's got his glasses on, his head's leaned way back.
Yeah, I look a little blind.
Nothing wrong with that.
A lot of my relatives could have been blind.
Well, they weren't.
I know, but they could have been.
He's gay.
So.
Huh. All right.
So, all right. Are you going to believe this excuse? Here's a story of a woman named Emma. She is from Great Britain. She started taking a medication, same as thousands of people around Great Britain took the same medication, and they use it to treat Parkinson's, and restless leg syndrome is another thing that this medication treats. But she says that afterwards, after she started this course of medical therapy, she developed a gambling addiction.
Weird.
Hello.
She says it's because of the drug.
That happened the norm.
And first of all, I know our trucker friend here, our end of days trucker friend, Giorgio, you always were a little bit doubtful on the restless leg syndrome.
I know. No, that is a real thing.
It is.
Yeah.
You now believe it.
Yes, I do.
But you don't believe in dinosaurs or UFOs yet.
I believe in dinosaurs. I've never doubted dinosaurs. I just wonder if we get their exact age right. It's like 35.
They don't release their exact
35.1
age.
Million years old. I don't know. Okay, you sure about it? You're not off a million years?
After
there?
A million, the 0.1 is still a wide range. It's not like we're giving the actual month they were born.
I've never doubted dinosaurs. I'm not convinced on UFOs. I think it's a possibility, but yeah, I don't doubt it.
It says here, like many women, Emma first developed restless leg syndrome during pregnancy, and it's thought to be linked to iron levels. And her symptoms worsened, so she was prescribed Ropinrol.
There's no way that's what it's called.
It is. Look at that. Ropinrol.
There's no way that's
what it's called. Ropinrol.
Sounds like a rodeo event. Ropinrol.
So after that, she started compulsively gambling over the next few years. All right, I'm going to take off my sunglasses, see what this looks like.
Yeah, you don't need them. I mean, we're okay. Like,
you just had
not melting.
Now I look like the sensitive MacBook using guy who's not going to be of any use during the. I mean, look how annoying that guy is on the monitor.
Yeah.
What I think we ought to do is go reason with the aliens.
You had clip-on sunglasses like the center fielder in the 70s.
Yeah, they're like magnetic. They don't flip up, but they're magnetic. Okay. So they just.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's kind of neat, pal.
That way you don't worry about having to get subscription sunglasses.
No, it's proscription. No, it's prescription. It's prescription. So she said she started gambling compulsively, buying frivolous things, and it left her feeling like there was something controlling me, is what she said. except she said it in a British accent.
What is that controlling me or something?
And she only discovered the link to the medication when her husband researched the drugs and found out that there had been several stories of people developing compulsive behavior. And so hers was gambling addiction, and she did it to the tune of, she lost 30,000 pounds.
Well, maybe you make some big better picks.
Well, no, I don't think you're understanding
idiot or something?
What the story is about. It's not that she just needs to get better.
Get with it. Watch the league once in a while.
Yeah.
But that woman lost a lot of weight. 30,000 pounds. How is that?
Okay. Yeah. That's how much money she lost.
She said, it's ruined my life. We're going to be in debt for God knows how long paying it off.
Well, that's terrible.
So that's other people have had, there's been reports of patients binge eating, cross-dressing.
Okay.
What?
This sounds hard to believe that by taking this, I know chemistry is very important to how we act and all that, but and how we feel, but all of a sudden I've taken something to some sort of medicine to lose weight and makes me want to cross dress. Come on.
Yeah, maybe these people are just using the medicine as an excuse for their behavior.
It's what they've always wanted to do, which is, hey, others, if that's what they want to do, that's
others
fine.
Started recklessly investing in crypto. And others pursued homosexual relationships for the first time.
Well, so
are
this
you oh, what? Gay?
I guess it's possible. They can change your brain chemistry and you could act differently.
So as a public service, George, will you start taking this medicine on the air and let us monitor you?
No, because it sounds like a fake medicine anyway. Rock and roll or whatever it was called.
It's not called rock and roll.
Rope and roll.
Rope and roll.
Yes, rope and roll. But it's led to huge debts, broken marriages, criminality, and in one case, one person even took their own human life. And they say they feel it's due to this medication. Of course, the drug manufacturer says no. Says that didn't happen. Another recurring theme is,
well, if they do TV commercials, they're going to have to put that as a disclaimer at the end. May cause cross-dressing and gayness.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not. Those things always crack me up, don't they? They spend half the commercial telling you that you, I don't know, you may have a splitting headache and start peeing down your leg or something.
And sometimes it's really serious and it leaves you wondering, why would I even take that drug and risk any of that?
May cause heart attack or death.
The upside is that you get to walk on a beach in slow motion.
Right.
The downside is all of these things.
Boy, and the acting and all of those, whatever the medication is, the acting and all those is so bad. And it's so fake. The woman who's supposed to be a band director, and she's just overselling directing, and the guy who's collecting crabs, he's just an overactor.
Wait,
all those commercials need production help.
Is a woman conducting an orchestra and a guy collecting crabs?
They show them doing their jobs, whatever it is. Those are two of them, and they all overact. They all have that in common. And half those drugs will kill you if you don't take them right.
Another recurring theme is that older women report that they find their husbands of many decades have become sexually coercive.
What does that mean?
Huh.
God, George, I don't even know what that means.
If you want it from her, take it.
Oh.
Why would that be?
I don't know. What do you mean? I'm assuming that the husbands are the ones that are on the drug.
Oh, right? Okay.
I mean, I don't know, though. Okay. I mean, it's not really clear.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
May cause violent diarrhea or sexual assault. I'm just thinking of some of the disclaimers they can put at the end of this thing.
So we need George to start writing these disclaimers. So, if you are a crab collector, beware of cross-dressing. Didn't know I was going to say that this morning, but here we are. Okay. Yeah, I know what you're saying. And it is strange, but thank goodness we do require these companies to put on those disclaimers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise you would think that taking this drug for psoriatic arthritis.
There's no downside whatsoever.
Yeah, and it's going to make you own a boat and have all the crabs you want, and and you get your own orchestra.
Isn't it the number one thing anybody asks if they're prescribed some medication? What are the side effects?
Well, apparently risky triple plays for this woman.
Okay.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to see her gambling sheet and see exactly what she was betting on?
Yeah.
Like, was she taking ridiculous chances?
I'm saying that, George, there's an opportunity here for you to go into business.
Why the hell are you using the tip
sheet? As to be the picker for these people who take this drug.
Right. In case you're on this drug and you've hit a bunch of losses, right, I will get you on a winning streak.
If you've developed a gambling addiction due to rope and roll.
To slam deliciously.
Or if you're cross-dressing. I don't know if I can help you there, but I can give you better picks.
If you're a cross-dresser on rope and roll, I can give you better picks.
It's a very narrow market that you're targeting.
That's on my pro-am, my celeb-am bio this year.
And as a feature, you don't know what sexually coercive means. So
I'm not familiar with that term.
That's another one. About one in six Parkinson's patients on the drugs are affected by impulsive behavior of some kind. So these side effects are considered very common.
Yeah, that's scary. Hopefully someday we'll have something that will really work against something like Parkinson's.
Oh, my goodness.
Some of these terrible side effects of losing a parlay.
One guy whose name they changed in the story began using sex workers.
Oh, boy.
After being prescribed the drugs for restless leg syndrome. He said,
I think I'm obsessed with sex. I've slept with over 20 men and women.
Whoa.
Despite being married.
Whoa.
Married. British Elmer Fudd.
So British Elmer Fudd, the crab catcher that cross-dresses, he has developed a sex addiction. He said previously,
I've never cheated on my wife or had any homosexual encounters.
I'm detecting a little bit of a pattern here. I think some of this is legit, but I think a lot of people are using this drug as an excuse to act out on things they've wanted to always act out.
Yes. It was the drug.
Yeah.
It was the restless leg drug.
Yes. They read about one person that...
Right.
Had a gambling addiction fed, and so then they started gambling and blamed it on the drug.
Right. And so I'm going to use this as an opportunity to snap off half a dose, swallow it, and run into a bank and rob it. That's what I'm going to do. Get me some money. But anyway, it's
very serious.
Yes. It says here, gosh, I didn't realize this. Over 12 million people die of restless leg syndrome every year.
No way.
What?
Maybe 12 million people are diagnosed, but I don't think anybody dies of restless leg syndrome.
It says die.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It says die because of the accelerator pedal.
You are fake.
It's going
too
fast and slow and the fast, slow, fast, slow. They don't maintain a constant speed.
They're all car accidents.
I have a friend who has that, and the problem is it wakes you up.
Yeah, you can't sleep.
Yeah.
So you go crazy.
So what is it exactly? How do they describe it?
Your leg, you try to go to sleep, but your leg will get up and make a sandwich, or it'll run around the neighborhood.
No, it'll just
twitch. Kick a mayor in the pants.
It'll like twitch violently, and it'll
really
wake you up. Yeah. Huh. It's not like a kicking motion. You don't like act like you're trying to make a 35-yarder or something, but it'll, yeah.
You don't go full extension? You don't do a full punting motion every third step?
So it's like leg Tourette's.
Yeah.
Yeah, without the cussing.
Right.
Yeah, boy.
What? You didn't talk about
that
story?
Very unfortunate story.
That was terrible.
Yeah. But everyone was being very sensitive to the guy because he was there for an award for, I guess he was in a documentary. He was at the award show. And he did a documentary on Tourette's, and he had Tourette's. And he had the kind where you shout out crazy stuff. And he shouted out the most offensive word.
Man.
as Michael B. Jordan is up there handing out an award.
Right, and he shouted out the racial worst word of all time.
Maybe he's on this
restless
rope
leg.
And roll. Yeah,
it's not rope and roll. I forget the name of it, but in all fairness, it's not that.
Okay.
So yes. Anyway, just raising awareness here on Victory Plus.
All right.
So.